Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls in a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine.
We are back.
Happy birthday, Britney.
Yay.
It's Britney Spears' birthday today. What are the chances that our Monday show would fall on a Britney Spears' birthday? I know 1 in 7.
Oh, there you go then. You had time to think about that.
Yes, so we need to go out and get some cupcakes.
We do.
To go with our wine. It's been a long time since we combined cupcakes and wine. We did just talk last week about how you lost 30 pounds, and I'm like, woo,
let's just do cupcakes and wine.
So, you are actually at this very moment in Cabo.
I am.
Sitting on a beach.
Relaxing.
Drinking.
Margaritas.
And I probably just got home and am stressed out of my mind because I'm covering for you.
I hope you're not.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Don't worry. No worries. Stop worrying. I see you're worrying.
I think you're worrying, which is worrying me.
So we are being proactive and recording this show a little bit early so that we didn't miss you.
Yes.
And Thanksgiving has already happened, and hopefully we're not in food comas.
Mm, hopefully.
I know you're going to be good because you're going to have to be in a bikini the next day. Actually, yes. 2 days later, right?
The next day. Well, Friday. Depending what time I get in that day. Yeah.
You'll probably just wear your bikini there, like with a coat on.
I don't know. That's kind of cold here.
It's cold. So we're back, two girls and a bottle of wine. Thank you so much for listening, and we're going to just jump right in.
We are. A lot's going on.
We talk about Taylor Swift every freaking show, and you say you don't like her.
We are the reason she is getting famous. We need to stop it.
She's not getting famous. She's been there, done that, and she owns the t-shirt.
True.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, she's recently spotted with who?
Douglas Booth.
Do you know this guy?
I don't, but I've seen his picture around because he is doing the new Romeo Juliet.
Who plays Juliet?
I want to say it's one of her friends, and that's how they met. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Okay. So they were spotted together in London?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They were in a bar.
Pub. Yep, because he is British.
Right. And they even asked a staffer to stand guard so they could have their privacy. What were they doing?
I think they were just eating or something, but you know them. But I'm kind of like, you know, why does she get all the good looking? Like, have you seen his picture?
Yes.
He's really, really
good
looking.
He's not my type.
Okay. Well, I think he's really, really good looking. And I don't think it's fair that she gets to...
She is a good looking girl. She is thin and tall and blonde.
She churns and burns.
She does. She needs new material for her next album.
I guess. Or we could just not have any more Taylor Swift albums.
Whoa.
I'd be okay with that.
I think the majority of her fans would probably want to hang you for saying that.
I know.
Let's keep you alive.
But think about all the girls out there that are probably like, God, another one bites the dust to Taylor Swift.
Right.
Like, she gets all the good ones. And then they're just like scarred forever because they're like, oh my God, all girls are crazy like Taylor.
Right.
And so you know...
Just so I know, checker Ashley is in action.
I was trying to find out who Juliet is because I really, really want to know now. It's Hailee Steinfeld.
Okay.
And you know who else is going to be in it?
Who?
Our favorite bad boy from Gossip Girl.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass.
Yay. Yep. What's he going to play?
Tybalt. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, one of her, I don't know that she's friends with that girl, but I know one of the girls that is in there is her friend,
and they introduced them. And
yeah,
mm-hmm. Well, very cool. Good luck, Tay Tay. Do they call her that anymore?
I don't know.
T-Swizzle.
T-Sweezy. It's Sweezy. Okay, something sorry. Like I don't even know.
All right, another crazy chick news. Liam Hemsworth. He ditched that crazy Miley, and he seems to be happier.
Well, I mean. Can we blame him for that?
Right. So recently he said, these days I feel like I'm more centered and grounded than I've ever been. And during a whirlwind press tour, of course, for the new flick, The Hunger Games Catching Fire, the Aussie hottie, very hot man,
delicious,
hasn't said much about his breakup with fiancé Miley Cyrus, except for the fact that he's single and he wishes her the best.
Well, I mean, I think too, like, he's probably having an easy time getting over her because he is so busy. You know, it's not like he's sitting home brooding about it. Like, he's, you know, out there working, doing his thing. And he just recently did an interview gushing about his life. And Jennifer, of course, Lawrence. Yeah, he's working with Jennifer Lawrence. So how could he really be that sad?
True, true.
I mean, he came out and said, being around someone like Jen, who is so honest and laughs all day long, I'm forced to be in the right now. I'm much happier. I mean, I think it's good. I don't want to see him, you know, sad. His smile is delicious. And I don't know. I think maybe it would be interesting to see if we hear, should we put money on it about him and Jennifer Lawrence, if they're the next thing?
Does she have a guy that she's rumored to be with?
I don't know. She keeps everything so... I feel like she doesn't talk about her personal life like that.
And that's good.
Yeah.
For a change.
It's a mystique. Breath of fresh air. Yeah.
In other entertainment news, we're kind of late on this one. We should have talked about this last week, but your news was way more important. Kelly Clarkson is pregnant with her first child.
Which, don't you remember a couple weeks, maybe a month or so ago, when she first got engaged, I said, I wonder if she's getting married because she's pregnant.
Timing-wise, could that be the case?
I mean, I don't know.
I guess we'll see when she pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she said in interviews that she wanted to be pregnant in time for Christmas.
Okay. She got married on the 20th of October, so.
Right.
It is possible that she may have been pregnant and just didn't even know. Right. That happens sometimes.
So Reba's going to be a grandma. Step-grandma.
Oh, jeez. Hey, if I look that good as a grandma, I'm not complaining.
No kidding. And speaking of Gossip Girl.
I was so excited about this. And I'm even more excited about the fact that I get to be engaged the same time as Blair Waldorf. Does that make me a dork?
It's awesome. I totally so can appreciate that. Yes.
So she's engaged to Seth Cohen or as, you know.
Adam Brody.
Yeah, Adam Brody.
And her real name is Leighton Meester.
Yep.
So they're according to Star Magazine, which I don't know how reliable that magazine is, but
I've seen it a couple other places too. So,
yep, and yeah, they've been dating quietly for about a year,
And
it was a surprise to her, like yours.
I'm excited for her. So maybe we can get married on the same. I'm going to find out when she's planning her wedding. Oh, that is the date.
Oh dear God! You know everything moves a lot faster in Hollywood because you have minions.
Oh, I need a minions. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to search for a minion survey.
We're going to be recruiting for minions. If you want to apply, just send us a direct message. So Gossip Girl meets OC.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's pretty classic. And her co-partner, Serena's married already.
Yeah, to Ryan Reynolds. They make a beautiful couple.
Mm-hmm. I think they're actually a good-looking couple together, though.
Yeah.
And I never used to think of him as like that attractive. He's kind of dweeby-looking. I like them together. Not as much as Chuck and Blair, but it works.
Right. All right. So we work together.
We do.
40 plus hours a week.
And we sit like 2 feet from each other.
2 feet. There's a little wall. So I'm sure Ashley rolls her eyes at me and maybe gives me the bird from time to time.
Never.
I can be a little weird. I have my moments where I just randomly make weird noises.
We have stress balls to throw at each other.
Right. And when I get stressed, I tend to like vent through odd noises.
We growl.
We do growl and grunt and
heavy sighs.
Make people have nicknames that they don't know about.
Yes, we do.
You looked at me like I didn't know what
I had to think about that. You're right. No, we do.
But I found this hilarious article, and a lot of this is like tongue in cheek, not serious. Right. But 10 not 10. I cut it down because there were a couple of really gross ones. Mm-hmm. So 8 unspoken rules for female office etiquette. And when you're like Ashley and I, there are 4 girls in one office. And I think the furthest I'm away from someone might be 5 feet.
And for me, it's like 5 feet too.
Yeah. And that's across. So we're going to go through the 8 unspoken rules of female office etiquette. Take it away.
So the first one is, when pressed for conversation, talk about how tired you are.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm so tired. I only got 5 hours of sleep last night. Haven't slept in a week. I feel like sometimes we do talk about being tired.
We do. Yeah. Like about Thursday of every freaking week. We're all exhausted. I'm tired.
Is it Friday yet?
I went to bed at 10. Well, I went to bed at 2.
I was doing tequila shots last night.
Well, my cat sat on my face. You know? It's the one-up tired game.
It really is.
So they pegged that one. Number two, always lend a coworker a tampon when she's in need, even if it's your last one and you're bleeding like the prom scene in Carrie. It's good karma.
We don't have to worry about that because we have a supply in the bathroom.
That's true. We are very blessed. And yes. That one isn't as gory as the two that I deleted. But anyway. Yes.
Okay, so number three, everyone's worst nightmare is mixing up instant messages. Holy cow, I can't tell you.
Did you do something?
No, I triple check because I'm so scared of it. No. Because how many people in our office start with the letter, not even just in our office, start with the letter J or the letter K?
I just feel like that instant message box where you click on the name is so small.
I know.
I have clicked on the wrong name. Luckily realized before I started typing.
Oh, I freak out. I just triple check because I never want to be that person. Instant
messenger.
Yeah.
Like, I'll text someone before I instant message them if I want to talk, you know, bad.
Yeah.
Which we don't talk bad about people a lot. But sometimes we get a vent.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. If our coworkers listen to this, they're going to be like,
You talking about us behind your back.
Yeah. All right. Number four.
Number four is you.
What?
Nope.
Just I don't leave it in the kitchen.
No. I'm saying number four is yours to read.
Dang. All right, number four. The wine is getting to me. Don't leave the empty Tupperware that used to be filled with your weird bologna leftovers in the kitchen, unwashed. We have coworkers that do that.
And I do not.
I take my Tupperware home every night.
I did major dish duty on Friday. Oh my gosh.
Ashley is all in. She is a team player. She did a whole sink full of random people's dishes on Friday.
I did. And cleaned like our coffee maker and counters. I don't know.
They are accepting all in nominations. Maybe I should send that.
For cleaning the kitchen? Does that make me all in?
Oh, goodness.
All right. Number five is if more than four women wear the same new fall coat or final sale blouse to the office, there immediately has to be a Hunger Games style fight to the death.
And I think we're blessed in that most of our coworkers do not have the same style.
No, we kind of all have our different own. Yeah.
Could you see like Christy walking in with the same thing I'm wearing? No.
No.
Because I always wear pants and she always wears skirts.
And because you always wear pink.
Right. And she doesn't wear pink a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that.
I think the odds would probably be more between me and you versus anybody else.
Right. And I think a Hunger Games style fight between you and I could be fun. Can you see us like running around?
Oh my goodness. That'd be hysterical.
Watch out, Ben. All right.
Woo. I feel like everyone would just ask us if we planned it. Like, remember when we were wearing pink together on Wednesdays? We're like, did you plan that?
Yes. Yes.
Sadly, we
did.
Like,
we all, like, we'll wear similar colors.
Yeah.
Like, all gray one day. Anyway, if you can sense that someone is waiting for you to walk out of the ladies' bathroom to drop a huge deuce, hurry up and get out of there. Don't dry your hands. Don't be a jerk. There's a fearful woman in the stall waiting to poo. Hustle.
That's just weird to me.
I never know. Like, we have those coworkers that linger in the stalls, and I never know if they're, like, texting or, I don't know.
Waiting. Shy bladder.
I have never really thought about them, like, waiting for me to leave so they can do their
business. You're like, I'm not really thinking about the other people in the bathroom. No. I'm thinking about, let me get in, get what I have
there
to do done.
One day I walked by the first stall and I saw the glow of a light and I was like, that's a cell phone. That's weird.
That's just weird. Yeah, like, I hope you're washing your hands.
No, and your cell phone.
And your cell phone, yeah.
So hustle up, ladies.
All right. Number seven is it obsessed about what you're getting for lunch about 3 full hours before actual lunch. Soup, salad, pasta, pizza, office trip to Shake Shack, pizza. Let's talk about it.
We do. It always tends to happen on a Friday when you because, and I are like unmotivated. And we're
we're like, I just want to eat crap food.
Where are we going to eat crap? Because other than that, we bring our healthy lunch.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's eat crap at Sonic. Let's eat crap at.
And then we end up eating our healthy lunch anyway.
Well, that one time we went to Noodles and Company, and I got mac and cheese. Yeah. All right. Anyone who really needs to reach us will instant message or email us. Not call. I haven't touched my office phone since I got here. We're living in the future, playa.
Which is really funny because I joke all the time, like, don't call me, email me.
And if our boss is listening, we do answer the phone.
We do.
We do. It's just a joke.
It's just half the times I need it in an email anyway for record keeping. Right. So I'm like on the phone and I'm like, could you email me that?
Send that to me in an email. So those are some etiquettes when it comes to working in an office together.
Yes.
So we're technically on week two of your engagement. And you're in Cabo.
And I'm still smiling because I'm in Cabo.
And you're engaged.
And I'm engaged.
After 10 years. We should have had Papa Jim on.
Again?
I don't know. I really like Papa Jim.
Okay.
He was on last week. If you missed it, go back and listen to last week's show.
Two girls, a bottle of wine, and Papa Jim.
So I'm telling you, while you're in Cabo right now, you need to work on getting your engagement photo done while you're down there. You're going to have people there that could take the photo.
I know.
You're going to have exotic, beautiful surroundings.
I know.
So get that Pinterest board out. Get those.
I got to get my nails done first.
Right. Right. Get those nails done. Get the Pinterest board out and get your engagement photos taken while you're down there. Am I wrong?
Have you met Joey? He hates pictures.
I don't care. He knows it's part of it. He popped the question. There's certain pictures that are going to come in association with the engagement.
Very true.
So you should have made your announcement by now via picture, hopefully.
Hopefully. Got my nails done.
And now it's time for your engagement photo. And this needs to be put into your local newspaper back home.
Oh my goodness. That's so much stuff.
But anyway, so I found an article of 7 engagement photo do's and don'ts to follow. So I'm telling you in
you're
Cabo,
helping me prep.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not trying to stress you out. Am I stressing you out?
Not yet. I'll let you know when we get there.
Okay. We're gonna have a couple weeks off, but I'm telling you, every show is gonna have an engagement theme anyway.
Awesome.
Start it off, Ashley.
All right, the first one is do dress appropriately. Keep in mind the fact that your grandparents, parents, nieces, and nephews will all be seeing these pictures. You don't want to wear something too sexy or inappropriate during your photo shoot. So there goes my bikini on the beach.
No, you're in Cabo. You can wear a bikini. But don't be wearing the sexy lingerie that you get at Fascinations. And Chuck and Willie's moved.
Right behind it.
Into a massive building.
They rebuild.
Anyway,
yeah.
Chuck and Willie's is a local strip club I've never been to. Ashley lives near. And so I drove by it and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
They upgraded.
They did.
Anyway, congratulations to them. Back to the engagement photos, do's and don'ts. Number 2, don't be afraid of romance. A funny photo might sound like a good idea, but it's really how you want. Is that really how you want to capture your relationship? If there was ever a time to be romantic, it's during this photo. It doesn't have to be super serious where you're staring into each other's eyes. You can show your fun side, but make sure it also shows your romantic side. A picture where you're holding hands and laughing works just fine.
I know somebody who did cartoon-like caricatures of themselves.
Don't do that. Don't. I know there will be street vendors that will do that for you, but don't.
No, we're not
going
to
do that. I could totally see, Steve and I will probably never get engaged, but I bet in his previous relationships there were funny engagement photos. Because he's a comedian.
Makes sense.
All right, number 3 on the 7 engagement photo do's and don'ts.
Is do keep it simple. You don't need to overthink things. Once you and your man find a place to take the photo, the rest will come naturally.
Cabo.
You don't have to force the perfect pose. Do what feels right to you so that it doesn't come across as fake. Just relax, think about the upcoming wedding, and enjoy the moment. Taking pictures is one of the fun parts of planning a wedding.
I love pictures. I wish I could be in Cabo with you taking the picture.
I wish you could too.
That would be awesome.
Can I sneak you as my, can I hire you as my photographer?
Yes, with my iPhone. Yeah. Number 4, don't settle for a bad setting. You're in Cabo. There's not a bad setting. It's exotic. It's
well, I'm
beautiful.
Sure the bathroom is a bad setting. You
yeah,
know, there,
don't
there
go
could
to
be
the 7-Eleven in the bathroom. You want your background to be equally as beautiful as you and your man are. A fantastic picture of you two can be ruined if the background doesn't fit. Avoid taking your picture in a cluttered area and save the bathrooms for selfies. Actually, don't take selfies in the bathroom.
Yeah,
do not.
Creepy.
Also, make sure that there aren't any other people caught in the background. You don't want them to steal your thunder.
Very true.
Just have the ocean as your background. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? A shark will jump? Or a dolphin? A dolphin? I don't know. Cabo.
All right. Number 5 is do get creative. If you want your photo to be unique, think of a unique idea. Use props if you want, but don't use anything too far out there. You don't want the focus to be directed away from you. It is your special day after all. You should be the center of attention.
And you like being the center of attention.
I do.
You have like mellowed out since you got engaged.
I just don't want, because I know that I can be very like, let me like just throw this everywhere, but I don't want people to be like, oh my God, she's gloating. Shut it up.
Because you've been that girl that's stop. Stop gloating. I get
right,
it.
Like I've been the bitter girl, so I don't want to do anything to
Stop.
But now, on the opposite side, I understand why they do it. They probably don't mean to.
Right. They're just happy.
Yeah.
We touched that mouse.
Yes.
Mouse isn't a computer mouse. All right. Don't be afraid of taking bad pictures. The road to taking great pictures is littered with bad ones along the way. Not every snapshot is going to be worth sending out to the public. You might see a photo and instantly want it erased from your camera and your mind. Don't be too nervous about pictures coming out horribly. It's guaranteed that some won't look the greatest, but you'll find one that is picture perfect. Why did you roll your eyes at me?
I know me. Like, I'm that way. Like, I always focus on the bad pictures in the group versus the really good ones.
Right. That's why you just got to take a lot. Like, have Joey's sister, if you're listening, take a bunch of pictures of them in Cabo.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
It's bound to be a good engagement photo. Imagine.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
All you got, a piece of paper, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Carry on.
We'll figure something out. Number 7, do enjoy it. If you're stressed and not having fun posing, it's going to show on your face. You don't want it to feel like a chore to take some photos. You should be having fun while the camera's clicking. You're with the love of your life. Try telling the rest of the world that you'll be together forever. Why stress about it? It should be fun. Remember to keep a smile on your face and keep the stress away.
Which you haven't stopped smiling since that ring went on the finger. Which is awesome. That means you're genuinely happy and I am happy for you.
Except that I wake up every morning and my mouth actually really hurts. Like, my face hurts from smiling.
It's burning calories. That's exercise.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to get Botox. My permanent smile aligns on my face.
That's awesome. That's what you want as your wedding gift from Joey, right?
Yeah. My mom always says smile lines are the best ones to have.
They are. That's a mom statement.
Yeah.
So we're done with Thanksgiving. Christmas is next.
Oh, boy.
I can't handle it. I can't.
We have 23 days from today.
Yes, from December 2nd. Do you know how fast that's going to go? It was just July.
I know. I feel like I just celebrated New Year's.
Steve and I were just talking about how fast this year has gone, and it feels like we were just waiting for the pool to open in May.
Yeah, it really does.
And now it's snowing.
Oh.
Yeah. I started slowly. I got my Christmas cards. They're going to be in the mail.
Haven't done that.
I bought some gifts.
Haven't done that.
I asked my brother. I was like, what does my nephew want? Because I don't get to see him that much, so I always want to try and do good on Christmas. And, like, he's like, there's this Wii game. It's on sale. It's normally, like, $70. And
they're
it's on
ridiculous.
Sale for $37. I'm like, sweet. So I went to Walmart to get it, and they were sold out, of course. So I asked the guy, I was like, well, when are you going to get more in? He's like, well, maybe tomorrow, but they'll fly off the shelves. I was like, okay, so can I have you put one aside? He's like, for an hour, but you'll have to call when they get delivered. Well, when are they getting delivered? I don't know, maybe tomorrow. I was like, dude.
That's not.
So mm-hmm. I ended up going to Target, where it was still on sale. It was still $20 cheaper. But still, that's $50 for a Wii video game.
I know, they're expensive.
But guess what? I'm going to be super aunt.
There you go. I try to be super sister every year.
So then I'm like super psyched that I got the cool toy. And then I text my goddaughter's mom. I'm like, what does she want for Christmas? And then I text Steve's family. I'm like, what do the kids want for Christmas? And then I'm like, whoa, where's all this money coming from? I don't have it.
Yep. How do you think I feel? I have to do something really, really nice now.
You do. I bet you could figure something out. He's a guy.
I know.
Does he like fishing? Maybe buy him a Florida fishing trip for when you guys get there. Give him something to look forward to after all the moving.
Yeah.
Like a deep fishing.
We're supposed to go on vacation in the beginning of next year, so I'm thinking maybe
You're going on vacation at the end of this year.
I know. We're supposed to go on vacation again.
Where are you going?
We haven't decided yet. We're supposed to go with my best friend and her boyfriend.
And this is after you move or before you move?
Depending on when we move, it'll probably be after.
If you missed it last week, we announced that Ashley is moving to Florida, but have no fear. We will still be doing the show.
Of course.
Because we got skills like that.
We do. We worked it out.
How about your parents? What are you getting them?
Oh, my mom's easy. I've gotten it down to a science now. Mm-hmm. I know what she wants.
I bet your dad's difficult.
Oh.
Any man is.
Do you know what his problem is? He just goes out and buys it for
himself.
That's
how Steve is. I was like, what do you want? And he's like, I don't know.
I'm going to buy him Father of the Bride on DVD. You know what's sad? I think he already has it.
Oh, that's funny. I will, yeah, I was talking to Steve. I'm like, you know, all I wanted for Christmas was a trip to see his parents, because he was wanting to go. And I was like, well, you know, if you want to really kill two birds with one stone for Christmas, buy my plane ticket, and that'll be my Christmas gift.
There you go.
And now he's like, well, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, you got it for me. Tell me what you want. And we go back and forth. I think I finally found, like, there's a coffee maker by Mr. Coffee that's like a dupe of Keurig.
Okay.
Takes the K-cups.
Oh, Joey does want an espresso maker.
Yeah. And it's like
espresso machine.
It's not too bad. So I think that's what I'm going to go with. And he knows it. I was like, Santa might bring you that. Because it's the only thing you've told me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to figure something. I have to put a lot of thought into it.
Well, you have 23 days.
Thanks. No that pressure. Makes me feel a lot better. And I'm in Cabo.
You guys are doing Christmas here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means that I have to get presents for my family.
Sent.
So I literally, but like when I get back, I have a week to get this all done.
I already got my mom and my dad taken care of, and Steve's mom and dad.
I'm so behind this year.
But I did easy stuff like photo books.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I cheated.
Next, every year I'm like, I'm starting like Labor Day as soon as August is over. And every year I fail to do it.
Right, because especially if it's someone you don't know what to buy for, and you ask them in July or August, what do you want for Christmas? They look at you like you're a loony bin.
I know.
Loony bin patient.
I need to start doing it throughout the year, like the things I can get.
I did that one year. Like, I would find cool stuff on sale, and I had like a stockpile. And then when Christmas came,
you had so much.
I had extra, and it was bad. It was bad. I ended up giving my uncle like a massage wand, and I'm like... Later, I was like, that could have been inappropriate.
Christmas is hard.
It is.
I don't know. It stresses me out.
Okay. I don't want to stress you out about the wedding. I don't want to stress you out about Christmas.
Well, everybody should have no problem finding stuff for me this year.
Right. What do you want?
Well, I'm thinking like bridal magazines, wedding planning. Like, let's make this real easy.
Yes. Yes. Right. Right. Where are you going to register? I'm just kidding.
Funny and that. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, we'll head on out of here. I hope you're having fun in Cabo. We'll be back next week live.
Yes.
And in charge.
And I'll post pictures when I get back.
Liar. How's our blog coming? Ashley is yet to write a blog.
Maybe I'll write some blogs on the plane. I'll have nothing else to do.
I know. Right? On your iPad. Get it.
I'm good at writing on the iPad.
Okay. You promise?
I'll email them to you. You'll have to upload them because I won't have Wi-Fi.
That's fine. I can upload. Why are you looking weird?
Because I just realized what I said. I'll email them to you, but I won't have Wi-Fi.
There will be Wi-Fi in the airport.
Yeah, that's true.
Look for that. Email me. I expect at least three blogs because that's a long flight.
Okay, I could do that.
All right.
Three there, three back.
That's six. That'll cover you for 6 weeks.
That works.
You can do it, really?
Yes.
I've heard this before.
I'm going to do it.
All right, so stay tuned for our blog, and congratulations once again on your engagement.
Thank you.
I'm going to say that like for the next 5 weeks because I'm so, so super happy. I'm going to be annoying. You'll be like, stop, I'm engaged, I get it, stop.
I'm just glad last week I got a commitment that you're coming.
I am, to wherever it is.
Yes.
Please make it in the continental U.S.
Oh, it will. Don't worry.
And give me at least a year notice so I can save my place. Yes,
no worries.
I'll be there. I promise.
Okay.
I got to meet Papa Jim.
You do.
And Mama Caroline.
Caroline, yep.
I got her name right. I need to talk to her. That way I can associate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're rambling. We should go.
All right. We'll be back next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.